Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
AARP report finds $28.3 billion a year is stolen from U.S. adults over 60. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Older Americans lose an estimated $28.3 billion annually to elder financial exploitation, or EFE, according to a new report from the AARP. The report also shows that 87.5% of adults age 60 and older who are victimized by someone they know never report these incidents to the authorities. In contrast, just one-third of victims of stranger-perpetrated EFE do not report it. Quote, while strangers often rely on quick and irreversible transactions, such as gift cards or wire transfers, perpetrators who know the victim are more likely to gain direct access to their victim's bank accounts. But financial exploitation of any kind wreaks havoc on the lives of older adults and their families, said Jalene Gunther, National Director of AARP's Bank Safe Initiative and lead author of the report. Quote, the keys to stopping this growing problem are consumer education, frontline employee training, and strengthened technology to flag suspicious activity. To combat underreporting and other barriers to finding the true cost of EFE, the report uses a first-of-its-kind approach that gathers data from several of the nation's most highly regarded sources on consumer-reported losses and eliminates duplicate reports while integrating estimated underreported losses. Key findings in the report include criminals steal an estimated total of $28.3 billion from older adults each year. Of that $28.3 billion, known others, such as a friend, family member, or caregiver, steal $20.3 billion, or 72%. EFE perpetrated by strangers accounts for the other $8 billion per year, or 28%. Of the $28.3 billion in estimated annual EFE losses, only $7.8 billion of the stolen funds are reported to the authorities, and $20.5 billion is stolen each year, but likely never reported to the authorities. Quote, through AARP's BankSafe collaboration with more than 1,000 leading financial organizations, BankSafe-trained employees are estimated to have stopped more than $200 million from being stolen from older adults since 2019, said Gunther. But more must be done to ensure that we are accurately quantifying the problem and arming consumers and industry professionals with the knowledge, confidence, and tools needed to better protect older adults from financial exploitation. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.